The scripture reading for today comes from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 6 through 19. Of course, there is a great gain in godliness combined with commitment, for we brought nothing into the world so that we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we will be content with these. But those who want to be rich fall into temptation and are trapped by many senseless and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And in their eagerness to be rich, some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many pains. But as for you, man of God, shun all this. Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. Fight the good fight with faith. Take hold of eternal life to which you were called and for which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. In the presence of God, who gives life to all things, and of Christ Jesus, who in his testimony before Pontius Pilate made the good confession, I charge you to keep the commandment without spot or blame until the manifestation of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he will bring about at the right time. He who is the blessed and only sovereign, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, it is he alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. As for those who in this present age are rich, command them not to be haughty and to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but rather on God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. And they are to do good and to be rich in good works, generous and ready to share, thus storing up for themselves the treasure of good foundation for the future, so that they may take hold of the life and the reality, really is life. This is the word of God for the people of God.
You know, this is my second appointment, and it's a unique situation. It's a unique situation, and maybe even a little more nervousness for me. Because on this upcoming January, it'll have been 20 years since I walked through the doors of that church building and began my journey here at Alabaster First United Methodist Church. And this church has had such a big impact on me, and it has been one of the sources for me to do exactly what Paul is telling of Timothy. This congregation helped me with my faith. This congregation helped me learn how to love others. This congregation helped me learn how to have that endurance. This congregation helped me share Christ. It was from this congregation. It was from individuals in this church, some who are here, some who aren't here, some who are living, some who are no longer living. But it was the love that was shared. The smiles, the investment in my life. And then in the life of many. One of the things in my conversations with Arthur and Terry as we've gotten here that Arthur has lifted up is this church has done such a great job lifting up leaders, lifting up clergy, and we see that in myself and Terry, but also lifting up lay members who go on to do such important ministry for the body of Christ. Now in our scripture today, we see Paul. Paul is sending this letter to Timothy, and we see in the end of this book, where we are, that Paul is talking about and kind of being a little vague in terms of wanting us to have faith, wanting us to love, wanting us to endure, wanting us to have that gentleness. Because when you give that one word, it's a little difficult to figure out what exactly our actions are to be in order that we are showing those one word. But I think the reason that Paul is being so vague in those verses right there is because Paul realizes that Timothy is not going to go and do exactly the same way as Paul. That Timothy is his own person. And that there are many different ways for us to show faith. There are many different ways for us to love. There are many different ways for us to show gentleness, to show that endurance. And then as the scripture goes on, we see this sending forth type of language from Paul, saying, go. Go and do good. Go and fight the good fight. Go and share in the name of God, the Holy One, the King of Kings, and in Christ. Now, as a congregation today, there's a little bit of transition going on. But lucky for this congregation, they're pretty familiar with all of the transition that the North Alabama Conference has put before them. They have Arthur, who has been here for 3 years, knows this congregation, who is now filling that role that Gary had. And then they bring in some punk that used to run around the church being annoying to everybody to come be that associate pastor. And in this time of transition, what we have to realize is that there are so many people, so many leaders that have come before us. There are clergy who have come before Arthur and I. I mean, when I started, Pastor Joe Raines was here, and he had his incredible gifts. One of those being, the first time you met Joe, he knew your name. We moved on to Kip Laxson, who came in and was a spitfire in his sermons. Very dynamic speaker. The list goes on and on. Brian and then Sherry and Gary, and all of them brought gifts to this congregation. And all of them shared their faith, show loved, but in different ways. We've had a lot of church members, like I said before, who have come in and out of these doors, all that have shared that love in different ways. Not the same as the one person before them. And it won't be the same as the person after them in that role. And so now in this time of transition that we have come to as a church, it's now our turn. It's our turn to share of Christ, to help others know who Christ is, to love one another, to share our faith, to do good, to fight that good fight. And it's not going to look the same as it ever has before. It's not going to look like it did 10 years ago when I went off to college. It's not going to look the same as it did 5 years ago. It's not going to look like it did yesterday. So for us as a congregation, as the body of Christ, we have to think, we have to learn what the needs are of our community, learn what we can do
so that others who aren't here with us, who are lost in the wilderness searching for hope, that they will see that hope through Christ. That they will understand of that unconditional love that God has for us. That love that has transformed us in some way in our life. That love that has created an atmosphere in which we've been able to develop leaders, we've been able to help others through their times of grieving, comfort each other in sickness. But we have to be ready to go. This whole scripture is trying to encourage Timothy to go and continue the legacy that Paul had put before him. Which Paul himself was not the first either. It all starts with Christ. It's our responsibility as those who believe in Christ to do good. To be committed to Christ. To help others learn what exactly this whole idea of Christianity is and why we're so crazy at times, so that they know it's because of the love. The love that God has for us, the love that we have for each other, and the love we have for those who aren't here. Because we know that God loves all of God's children. And everyone who has ever walked on this creation, who will walk on this creation, who is walking on this creation, they are God's children. They are all special, just like Berta said to the children today. Let us remind everyone how special they are, because God believes and knows what is special about each and every one of us. So now, as we're going through this transition, it's our turn to make sure that we're sharing, that we're stepping up to the plate, that we're continuing to grow. Grow in our faith as individuals, but also to help others know of Christ. It's our turn to step up. These words that Paul is giving to Timothy in his time are just as applicable for us now. It's our turn. It's our turn to see where God is leading this church and to take ownership. To take ownership so that we can help God's will be done. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you for bringing us together. We thank you for how special we are, and knowing that we are special through your love. And Lord, we just ask that you continue to give us the courage, continue to help us grow in our faith so we can also help others come, hear, and know you, so that we can help others know you even in our everyday life. And we're just so thankful for you, and we're thankful for your love. It's in your Son's name we pray. Amen.